sale now at www.doxafestival.ca. RIP, a seriously entertaining and groundbreaking documentary.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah, yeah!
Hi-ya! You're listening to C.
Oh, yeah!
I.
Hi-ya!
T.
Hi-ya!
R.
Woo-hoo!
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Woo!
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, 11:35 in the AM, and welcome to A Noise. Luke Meat, your host here. We started the show off there with the insanely seminal Pylon from Athens, Georgia, whose amazing career lasted from 1977 to 1983. And some sad news this week, Pylon guitarist Randy Bewley died Monday afternoon while suffering a heart attack, and he was driving on Barber Street in Athens Monday evening. His van drifted off the road and tipped over, and he wound up in a coma and unfortunately passed away due to that. Pylon, unbelievably underrated group. Put it this way, a huge influence on Athens locals, the B-52s and REM. REM, who covered that tune you heard there, Crazy, as the B-side of 1986's Driver 8 single. So our hearts go out to all the fans and the band Pylon themselves. Anyways, let's move on into the show here. We're going to start out a little bit mellow, and then by noon, it's going to get real abrasive and ugly, but we're going to start off with a little bit of ambience here. Something brand new from our kind folks at Social Registry Records. This album we were holding our breaths for a while. This is brand new, Psychic Ills. We'll be right back.
this is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow across it, and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. Luke Mead here, your host. And let's go through that last 20-minute set you heard there. The reason why I played the Breakfast of the Browns ad is because if you like what you heard there in the last 20 minutes, you'll hear that in the first hour of Breakfast of the Browns. Nothing wrong with that. Great way to start your week. We started off with something kind of mellow. Well, the whole set was kind of mellow, but the Psychic Ills, brand new album. Fantastic band, fantastic label that comes to you from the Social Registry out of Brooklyn, New York. The name of the new one is Mirror Eye. You heard Mantis off of that. After that, we mixed in something new by a duo out of Chicago by the name of White Light. Kind of a psychedelic drone duo, a lot of homemade instruments and a lot of tape loops and stuff. Really cool stuff, if you ask me. The new one, it's called... It's called Black Axe. It's out on Steve Shelley's Smells Like Records. Steve Shelley, of course, the drummer for Sonic Youth. Track you heard there was Discipline, and then we mixed in some brand new Pan American out on Cranky Records. The new one is called White Bird Release. Pan American, the solo project from Mark Nelson and LeBradford. Well, I've got a joke about LeBradford, but I only tell it at Shindig, so you'll have to wait until the fall and come by the railway if you want to hear it. So anyways, 12:01 in the PM. And then coming up right now, this is the set that I warned you about. Zbigniew Karkowski was just in town. Amazing Polish composer, now lives in Tokyo. Played in a remarkable set at the Western Front last Friday. My goodness, it's everything that's good about Noise. We'll hear something off of his new record, The Split with Daniel Menci, Live Electronics. The name of the album is Unleash. And yes, that's exactly what I'm going to do, is I'm going to unleash some Wall of Sound stuff on you. We'll hear some Canadian stuff off the Vancouver 2x7 7-inch compilation. However, these guys send us something about, well, I'd say 2 CDs a year at least from the Bay Area. Love Earth Music is the name of the label. And I just love these guys, and I wish I could get them up here. The band is called Dog.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. Your host here, Luke Meat. Let's go through what we heard there. You're listening to right now Zbigniew Karkowski and Daniel Mensch. Their new album on Alienate Records entitled Unleash is available now. Zbigniew Karkowski was in town last week at the Western Front. Thanks to the Western Front for bringing him over. It was one of the most phenomenal shows I've seen this year, hands down. And Mr. Karkowski did a workshop at the Vivo Art Studio and Video Gallery on the Sunday. Pretty interesting stuff. This guy's worked with everyone from Andrew McKenzie from the Hafler Trio to Merzbow to modern compositioners such as Yannis Anakis and Pierre Boulez. Pretty heavy hitters. This guy's seen some shit, if you don't mind me saying so. And he got up and just kind of gave a pretty cool speech about his manifesto about sound and art and stuff. And there were a few in the audience that actually were pretty challenging to him in terms of hostile questions and whatnot. And it got a little confrontational, I'm sad to say. But with events like that, you've always got to take it with as many grains of salt as possible. Either way, that was my introduction to him, and I'm definitely going to check out more of his stuff. Zbigniew Karkowski, Daniel Mensch, Unleash, the name of the album there. Before that, we heard his opener at the Western Front, The Rita, who played pretty decent set, pretty nice. He's got this metal box full of rocks and a contact mic and then a whole whack load of pedals, and he shakes that around and then gets his core sound source and whatnot. That came to us from the Vancouver 2x7 double 7-inch set. Pamela Stanford was the name of the track you heard there. And then we started you off there with something brand new from the Bay Area. Dog is the name of the group. They send us lots of stuff. I love these guys. Hot Borders is the name of the record, and you heard The Gamble. We're going to move into some more kind of, I guess, ruckus kind of stuff. Kind of what the kids are listening to, I guess. I always date myself when I say that, but I'm really kind of enjoying this wave of noisy, lo-fi, badly produced, boisterous rock, and this is going to be the new flavor of the month for a while. For one thing, I love their appropriation of the Wipers logo that they use. The Wipers, of course, the genius Portland Oregon band from 1981. This band steals their logo verbatim. You're going to be hearing these guys a lot. They're called Waves. Waves with two V's. And the name of the album is Waves with three V's. This is Waves with a song, with a topic, song title that's, well, it's a topic that's near and dear to my heart. This is Waves with a track called Goth Girls. We'll be right back. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Some great stuff by Times New Viking you just heard there. One of my favorites of last year. Rip It Off, the name of the album, is called On Matador Records. My Head, the name of the track there. One of the more debated about releases of last year. You either loved it or hate it. There was no fence sitting when it came to these guys at all. As they say it best here, Times New Viking play pop songs with guitar, keyboards, and drums. Before that, two local artists, and where are all these vinyl companies coming from? I have no idea, but we heard something from New Sensei off of their One-Sided EP on Isolated Now Waves record. I love these guys. I need to see them live, and it's entirely my fault why I haven't. They play around town quite a lot. I believe she sings, he doesn't. You heard Don't Panic there. And then another great vinyl album here came to us from Needs More Ram Records, the Twin Crystals, yet another band playing around a lot. Witness was the name of the track you heard there. And then we started you off there with, you know, this is my trying to hip it up to the young kids demographic. I'll call it my Hennessy Valley Egg set. If only David Cross fans will get that joke. But Waves, the newest thing right now on Fat Possum Records. Wow, that's a major leap. This is being released in stores March 17th. Waves with their self-titled full-length debut and a track called goth girls. We'll be back with more noise after this.
Now, the electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the electric prunes, animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds, are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
No question, the most insidious virus in the midst of this illegal downloading of music is piracy on the net.
On Sunday, March 8th, Doxa hosts a special preview screening of the documentary R.I.P. R.I.P., a remix manifesto, is an edgy exploration of copyright's law's effect on the future of art and our daily activities in a world where watching YouTube and downloading music is the norm.
R.I.P. follows Girl Talk, a hip-hop DJ acknowledged by many as a lawsuit waiting to happen due to his famous mashups. The film asks us to consider a balance between artistic inspiration, sharing within a community, and copyright protection. Director Brett Gaylor will be in attendance via Skype.
R.I.P. is being shown at the Van City Theatre, 1181 Seymour Street, on Sunday, March 8th. Doors at 6:15, show at 7. Tickets on sale now at www.doxafestival.ca. R.I.P., a seriously entertaining and groundbreaking documentary.
That should be pretty cool. If you are a fan of Plunderphonics or mashups or any kind of illegal music whatsoever, check this out. March 8th at the Van City Theater, R.I.P. It's going to focus on Girl Talk, probably because he is definitely, right now at least, one of the guys getting the most attention paid to him. I mean, cripes, he sells out the Commodore now, and it's just a dude in his underwear playing a laptop. His mashups are good. However, we will get into some Plunderphonic art. How about? We got something brand new by some contemporaries of ours, the Brand Flakes. Husband and wife duo Mildred Pitt and Otis Fodder host a show on KLAM in the Bay Area of California, 105.7. They rarely put out stuff, but thanks to the kind folks at Illegal Art, who coincidentally put out Girl Talk's first album, put out a compilation of their stuff. I Have Hands is the name of the new one. These guys have been around since 1992. We first heard about them when trading tapes and zines, actually, back in the day. And it's kind of cool. They've got, I mean, you'll recognize a lot of their samples and stuff, but it's really great to know that there's people still doing this. We'll focus on this album a little bit because they're mostly little one-minute songs. And yeah, we'll be back to talk to you about 20 minutes to 1. Wait a second, though. I do have to tell you what's coming up. You heard a promo from Frank Rumbletone. Yes, he will be here at 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Go-Go. However, at 1 o'clock, we have The Green Majority, hosted by CIUT, Canada's only environmental radio show. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. Like I said, Frank's on till 5. 5 o'clock, we have the Arts Report with the ever-reliable Tracy Fuller. 6 o'clock, Audio Text with Julie and Eric. 6:30 this week, Sandsquatch's Hideaway. All Canadian content all the time. Folk Oasis at 8 o'clock with Val Cormier. A strictly kumbaya-free zone. 10 o'clock, Juice Box. You better enjoy this. I think this might be one of Julia's last shows, actually. She's moving up to the Yukon, so stay tuned for that. 10 o'clock and then 11 o'clock. The man, the myth. I saw him in the flesh on Monday. I love him. Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked and stay tuned. Right now, like I said, we're going to hear something off of I Have Hands by the Brand Flakes.
Hi. Are you a band? Did you come to play music for us?
Now we're back. Now we're back. Now we're back. Now we're back.
A-R-A-N-F.
Wow! This is going to be so much fun!
Stumble out of bed and I stumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen.
So there you have it, a few tracks from the brand new album by the Bran Flakes on Illegal Art Records. I Have Hands is the name of the album there. You heard Hi, Rodeo Butterfly, KLAM, Stumble Out of Bed, and I'm Not Feeling Very Well. Well, we're going to wrap up the show like we always do. Well, not always, but try to do it about 95% of the shows with the Nurse with Wound list. And here we go. Yes, in 1980, Steve Stapleton's first album under the moniker Nurse with Wound on the back cover put 300 of his favorite bands on the back of the album cover, causing record geeks and record collectors alike to scramble to try and find some of the most rarest and impossible and unheard music for that era. And this band, again, is no exception. We have Xol Caravan, spelled X-H-O-L. And they're better known as Xol, actually, but the album we're going to hear is Xol Caravan. Xol was one of the first bands who participated at the end of the 1960s to the launch of the krautrock movement in Germany. However, their music cannot be categorized. The roots came from rhythm and blues with soul tendencies, but with their second album, Electrip, they found their own style, which can be considered like an original fusion of free jazz, psychedelic rock, and electronic experimentations. It almost could be considered kind of soft machine-y, I guess. I don't know if you call it that way, but this is some seriously good stuff. We are going to hear Electrip is the name of the album. This is Xol Caravan. We'll be back to talk to you at the top of the hour, but sit back, smoke them if you got them, and enjoy the Xol Caravan.
Thank you.
is Old Caravan with Raise Up High, finishing part, 200 of our three ongoing Nurse List series. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for all the callers, and stay tuned for the Green Majority. And stay tuned next week, actually, in honor of International Women's Day. We'll be doing an All Women in Noise for an hour and a half next Wednesday, 11:30 to 1 p.m. This is Luke Meat signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
My name is Andrew Weaver. I'm a Canada Research Chair in Climate Modelling and Analysis at the University of Victoria. And you're listening to The Green Majority, Canada's only environmental news hour.
From Toronto, it's time for your weekly dose of conservation information here on Canada's first environmental news hour. On CIUT and our community radio partners across the country, I'm Jordan Popink. Welcome to The Green Majority. This week, Ontario has released major new legislation that will largely determine the fate of the province's clean energy industry for many coming years. Critics, however, point at large parts of the legislation that seem deliberately vague. If there's one thing that's clear, however, it's that the province feels good about nuclear energy and hopes to push through several major nuclear power generation facilities that would seal the way for power generation in Ontario for well over half a century. We bring you the details. On today's show, Jack Gibbons, chair of the Ontario Clean Air Alliance, presents his group's assessment of the pros and cons of the new energy legislation to see whether it lives up to the smell test. Also on the program, Green Party leader Elizabeth May and Council of Canadians Chair Maud Barlow add their 2 cents on the plight of aquifers scheduled to become a garbage dump. All this and more on the show today, but first, Canada's environmental headlines with Chris Berube. I'm filling in for Darren Kaster.
The province of Ontario introduced its long-promised Green Energy Act this week, which is intended to open the door for sustainable energy producers and create hundreds of new jobs in renewable energy fields. The act is being praised by many environmentalists as being perhaps the strongest sign that the province would like to pass clean air legislation. While the bill does not yet have any specific monetary value attached to most of its promises, it does create a few new frameworks for action. The Act most notably creates a new feed-in tariff, like those employed in Germany and France, which means each provider of non-renewable power to the province